Knowledge is power, and it can also make you some money. Get your knowledge on right here. It's the Financial Exchange on the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
We're joined now by Carolyn Kelly from TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit, and they've concluded a study on the nation's rural roads and the impact it's having on transportation as well as fatality rates. Carolyn, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So I think there's a general understanding that when it comes to infrastructure in this country, whether it be roads, bridges, airports, et cetera, that we're pretty far behind compared to, you know, where we should be, whether we see the grades that get put on Massachusetts bridges or other things that we see out there. But your study really looks at the actual fatality rates on our rural roads and shows, from what I can tell, that they're in such bad shape that it's causing a sizable difference in the fatality rate. Is that right?
That's right. Across the country, what we're seeing is that the nation's rural non-interstate roads have a traffic fatality rate that's more than double that on all other roads. And just in Massachusetts, the situation is even more dire. In Massachusetts, the fatality rate on these rural roads is 3 times higher than it is on all other roads. And there's several reasons for that. These rural roads tend to not have some of the safety features that you would see on other more urban roads. They tend to lack paved shoulders. They may have steep curves. They might lack medium barriers or guardrails. These are all things that make the driving environment more forgiving, so that if a driver does make a mistake, they don't pay for that with their life.
So we like to, pick on Massachusetts on this show, but we have listeners all across New England, and I have to say that New England states were pretty much all on this top 20 list. What else did we see from other states across New England?
Our report, in addition to looking at the safety and the fatality rates on these rural roads, also looked at road and bridge conditions on rural roads. And Rhode Island actually topped the list for rural pavement conditions and rural bridges, with the highest share of both of those in poor condition. And as you said, there's a number of northeastern states that are heavily represented on this list. We've ranked the top 20 states that have the greatest share of rural pavements in poor condition, the highest share of rural bridges that are in poor or structurally deficient condition, and the states with the highest rural traffic fatality rate. And as you said, there's a large representation there from the Northeast.
So you also point out that because of decreased driving and lack of toll collection, the revenues for these states are going to be significantly down, specifically for the programs that are used to pay for these improvements. Are there any estimates in terms of how much money the states are going to be out, and how much money would be needed to put into our infrastructure to get it to a reasonable level?
Mm-hmm. Our report finds that right now, the U.S. already faces a $211 billion backlog in the funds that are needed to repair and improve the rural transportation system. That was prior to the coronavirus pandemic. And as you said, the impact of the pandemic is that as people are driving less, the means that states use to collect transportation revenue, whether it's their fuel tax or tolls or things like that, states aren't collecting nearly as much revenue for their transportation system, and because people aren't driving as much. And as a result, the states are estimated to have lost about 30% of their revenue that they would have anticipated over the next 18 months. That's about $50 billion that will be missing from states' transportation coffers as a result of this decrease in vehicle travel.
Pretty incredible. Carolyn Kelly from TRIP, it's a transportation research nonprofit, joining us to talk about the state of the nation's infrastructure. Carolyn, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I mentioned New England states, and she highlighted Rhode Island for you. I wanted to just list off some more. So in terms of poor pavement conditions, Rhode Island is number one, Connecticut number 8, Maine number 10, New Hampshire number 14, and Vermont and Massachusetts coming in at 17 and 18. Those same states make the top 20 list for poor bridges. And then in terms of fatalities per 100 being in the top 20 list for rural roads, Rhode Island is up there. New York is up there. And that looks like it's mainly it from the Northeast in terms of the fatalities. But, wow. I mean, one thing that I wish we saw coming out of 2008 and that I would really like to see coming out of this recession with high unemployment is a massive infrastructure spending bill. I really can't imagine something that would... Like, I would much rather see something like that than stimulus checks going to everybody. And I recognize that it's going to be difficult to get a lot of people out on, you know, the streets and working on our highways and bridges.
Well, you've got to try to teach a waiter how to pave roads.
Yeah. Look, it requires retraining, and I get all of that, but I think that would be a far better use of our money than just sending it out to people via stimulus checks.
Yep, and people feel better when they're working and they're contributing. Yep. You know, there's a segment of the population that wants to lay around on the couch, but for the most part, at least the people I know and the people I interact with, they don't want to do that. They don't want charity. They want to go out and earn income, and I agree with you. Infrastructure projects, if the money is spent and if it's supervised,
It'll all be half of it'll be squandered to corrupt politicians, and I get that, and I'm sure that's the text I'm going to get. But look, it's an investment in our future rather than just free money.